This project.
Hot girl on Periscope asked me if I wanted to go out to lunch.
Yeah.
With her.
Yeah.
What? Not working? Okay.
Straight to voicemail.
And then she said that you were going and that Joe was going and that there were a bunch of people going. I'm like, I don't want to go on a date with you and Joe and Spanish.
He's going to lunch. I don't know about this.
Adorable girl on Periscope said that she was going to have lunch with you and chill.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I believe her.
I don't think
it sounded exactly like something you would say.
No.
Why, you want to go chill out sometime?
I don't say chill out.
Yes,
I say chillax is
we'll
my
go,
thing.
Get turnt.
We'll go smoke out at the at Whore Island.
Let's go chillax.
Why don't we meet up for lunch one day?
High.
That's exactly you all day long.
Yeah. Does she have a boyfriend?
Yes.
If she, then yeah, I totally agree.
What's her name?
I don't know. Because there's one girl on Twitter that direct messaged me and she was like, hey, let me and my boyfriend in the studio. Mike will like me.
Yeah,
and I was like, no boyfriend's allowed in the studio.
That's right. I was like, yes, you're very pretty, but I don't want to hang out with your boyfriend.
See? Thank you.
Yeah, but she said you're going to lunch with
him. I'm not going to lunch with
him.
No, we're not double dating. This is strictly to make out.
You and Carmen should go? And I was
I do remember who to get because she asked me on Friday to go to lunch. And I was like, yeah, you and me. And she's like, oh, let's have everybody go. And I was like, this is not, you made this way less hot than it was.
Right.
Gross.
Trying to get in your pants.
Yeah. And tell your boyfriend, I said, hi, he seems like a really nice guy.
I think her boyfriend's name is Joe.
Oh.
Either that or Joe from Cal ITV is going.
Okay,
Which, either way, could totally
it's
be
a win-win.
Happening.
It's hard to tell on Periscope with those tiny little pictures.
They're misleading,
They are.
Yeah.
Although if they fit in the picture, it's a good start.
I was on the Periscope where you know how you could see who likes what or whatever, like in the replays?
No.
You can see like how many hearts you've gotten and who's giving hearts.
Oh, you gotta show me how to do that.
And I saw a little picture of a woman who had like, it looked like that gray hair that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, really hot. And I clicked on it. It was like this 80-year-old woman.
She really had gray hair.
It's a gray hair.
By the way, how did that turn out with your wife?
It's still in the process, but
so they had to bleach it, and then they were going to do the gray blue stuff.
So over the weekend, she was blonde.
Yeah.
And then here, I have to shut the Periscope off so I can show you the picture because it's pretty funny. And then when she put the gray in, it didn't really soak in very well, so it was green.
Oh.
And that really freaked my wife out. But then after a while, I liked it. I thought it was fun.
And what does she do? She walks around with green hair for the day or what?
No, they went and fixed it and, you know.
And now what color is her hair?
Her hair is like brown with the gray, like kind of highlights right now, but it's not done yet. They got to still give it another shot, another wax. She got very dark hair, so.
Does she look like a superhero yet or?
You know, like a superhero's age.
But is she going to go? Is she going to go like the full on gray, blue, whatever?
I don't know. I think her hair is too dark to really get it full.
Yeah.
Well, Heidi did it, right? And Heidi has dark hair.
Heidi is not very gray. It's a combo.
It might be a weave. We don't.
Hold on. Look at that. Oh. Yeah, that's blonde.
Yeah.
That's really blonde.
Looks good.
Well, anyway.
Did you make sweet love to her with blonde hair?
No, I asked her if I could make sweet love to her with the green hair.
She said
so
no.
That I could pretend I'm doing it to Gamora. From Guardians of the Galaxy.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk would be fine. Anything. But,
that's great. She declined?
She just declined sex in general.
No, by the way, I meant you or She-Hulk.
Yeah. All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. We're going to do love-hate. What did you love? What did you hate about today's show? On Wednesday on this program, either Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to do a very special 7 o'clock Under Oath.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
It'll either be Wednesday or Thursday, probably Wednesday.
What's special about it?
You'll see.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Oh. No, I just want to know because it's like Under Oath is always like, I mean, I don't know what can make it special.
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
You're not nervous?
No.
It's a family member under oath. I've lined up at least one family member from each person of the show to be on the air with us.
Oh, so mine's my sister.
Nope.
Okay.
It is your mom.
No.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No. Why? You don't believe me?
No.
Why?
I'll call my mother right now.
What, you're going to stop it?
No.
I don't believe you. I'll call your mother right now.
I called your mother last week.
I did not call my mom.
I said, Barb. Would you, not Barb,
that's
Barb's
not
your sister,
name.
Sorry.
There
I'm
you go.
Sorry, I made a mistake.
I'm telling my mother.
I said, Kathy, will you help me out with this? And she said, absolutely.
All right. I don't believe you,
Don't seem watch.
She said anything for B-Rabbit.
She sent me a little care package and she said to the best kid ever.
Oh, I know. She told me.
I know. Yeah. And I tagged all my siblings in it just to let them know who mom loves the best.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Well. I can tell you that Mom was very excited to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. She loves you guys.
She loves me in particular. She said, that's cool.
Did she try and make out with you?
Not on the phone, no.
She tried to make out with me in studio.
True. That's pretty sweet.
I had to push her head away.
I wish you guys wouldn't talk about my mother like this.
Hey, well, I wish your mom wouldn't have put me in uncomfortable positions.
I'm glad your mom did crunches on the couch. That was great.
I'm just kidding. We're going to have a special edition on Wednesday.
Are you talking to me or are you telling everyone else? I don't know.
Well, you're the one who asked me why it was special.
Well, I want to know what's special about it. Well, you're not going to tell us?
No. Tune in.
Tease
to find out.
Well, how can I get my special thing ready?
You don't have to do anything.
It's already in the process.
I don't like this now. This sucks. I'm taking Friday off.
It's Wednesday, so.
He's going home today.
Oh, we know where he is already.
No, you don't.
Ask Dennis.
Okay.
You want us to call now?
Yeah, go for it.
No.
Okay.
Is he going to give you a little goodbye present?
Oh.
No.
If it works.
It's over already? Where's Dustin from?
Does it matter?
Can you tell me the state? I'm not going to look him up.
No.
I don't want to know his last name or anything.
I'm not telling you anything.
Tennessee.
They leave today, and I start school today. And so it was just a one and done.
Summer What's 11. It happened so fast.
What do you mean one and done? And he said nothing happened.
I think he's from Limpsville. Is that it? Or no, he's from...
Soft Castle?
Wet Noodle. That's right.
Yeah,
Wet Noodle.
Is it Dustin Simmons?
No.
Dustin Bartling.
No.
Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Richards.
I don't know his last name.
Oh my God. You'll make sweet love to a guy without knowing his last name?
I didn't make sweet love to him.
You tried. It was Dustin Broken Arrow.
Are
he
you sure
get
you didn't?
Well, then, we kind of do it that night.
Who did you make more love to? Him or Spanish's brother?
Neither one.
So they're on this. They're equal is what you're saying?
No. I don't know.
You made the same amount of love to both of them?
Yes.
Good job, Dustin. Could Spanish's brother, was he prepared to go?
I don't think so.
All we are is dust in the wind. Oh!
Oh, my God.
I'm going to sing that to you in karaoke next time.
Terrible. For those of you just tuning in, Carmen hooked up with a guy that she met on the beach, and he couldn't get excited.
Mm-hmm. It was very difficult.
Twice.
It was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, once at night, once in the morning.
That's got to make you feel bad, right?
No.
Oh, come
should.
On.
No. That's got to make him feel bad. That sucks.
Was his name Dustin Diamond?
Listen, we were hammered. That happened.
Okay, that happened. So I'll give you that.
But it was the next morning.
Yeah, the next day, though.
And then the next morning, it was one of those,
your breath stunk?
No, I was at my house. I got up and brushed my teeth.
And then got back in bed with him?
I took a shower.
Oh,
yeah.
You were ready to go, and you still couldn't perform.
Sexiest thing ever when a girl.
That's most of the time, like, whenever guys are on a bachelor party in Florida and they hook up with a random blonde with big boobs and stuff, they're like, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Listen, I made him take a shower. I got him out of bed, took a shower.
Together?
Yeah.
And it still
did
it?
Oh, my God.
Well, we didn't have a...
Did you do your sexy waterfall dance?
I did. How did you know about that, Kelvin?
Yeah, I know. Because I talked to Dustin.
No one should know that.
He said, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Oh, man, no wonder why. Mm. Every time I'm all fired up, I think about you doing the waterfall dance.
Adorable. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Whatever.
All right.
You guys are jerks.
Listen to me.
You're just mad because I called you Shamu earlier.
And now
you're just being really mean
Bring
to me.
Bring it back around.
Basically, like you just said it again.
Don't be mean to me.
Have I been mean to you at all?
You have been.
What have I done that's mean?
I mean, right now, this whole 5 minutes. Yes, it is.
I just got a text message from somebody who said, it was awkward. I was sleeping in the other room.
It could only be Dennis or Kayla.
Yeah. And, you know, it was awkward that morning when I woke up and, you know, one time I got up and Kayla was getting out of the shower and, like, 5 minutes later I got up and then Dennis was getting out of the shower. Mm. But yet they both claimed they didn't take showers.
Together or you mean, like, at all?
No, I'm just saying I got up once.
Maybe they're conserving water.
Kayla got out of the shower and then I got up again and Dennis was getting out of the shower.
So did Grave Digger bang Kayla, yes or no?
Probably. They said no.
What do you say?
I think it's all a load of lies.
I can't wait.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think no.
Why?
I don't know. Kayla does not want to bring Gravedigger.
I think we'll find out the answer to that in 8.5 months from now.
She's in Vegas with a little baby. Calling Gravedigger.
I bet if Dustin would have seen Kayla getting out of the shower, he would have been ready to go.
Not difficult there.
I'm ready to go just looking at her now.
There's a picture of her above the urinal. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I drew that picture.
Gravedigger, you're live on the air.
Oh, God.
Lower your radio. Shut it off all the way.
Yeah, it's down.
All right. Did you or did you? Oh, Kayla, oh,
it's true. Hey, they did. Come on. Kayla, they did. She left me hanging with bubbles.
Did it. Not Kayla. Cool, bro.
They boned.
Did you or did you not make sweet love to Gravedigger, Kayla?
We did not.
Gravedigger, oh, confirm or deny?
We did not.
What base, Gravedigger?
No bases, unfortunately.
Make out?
Nope, not even that.
Did you try?
But okay, I did try, but she was not moving, and so I said, "Are you awake?" And she just goes,
Perfect.
Yeah, that's
called the Cosby.
Rudy.
Oh my God. You're gonna taste cigars. Hey, Kayla, what happened? Were you faking it so that he didn't try to make moves on you?
Oh no, I put it out there. You know, I did
you
that.
Did?
We were cuddling.
Oh
and
my
I,
God! So what happened?
I just didn't know. At one point, you know, when you lay down, you sort of get tired. I'm like putting it out there. Not reaching, and finally he starts talking to me, but I'm like half asleep, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, Dennis, why are you talking? You're an idiot,
you
dude.
You suck.
Idiot.
Wait, can I tell you? You know what the move is after that? You both sleep for a little while, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you start doing the butt rub, and then you kind of like wake her up in the middle of the night, both of you together.
Well, I did that, actually. We woke up in the middle of the night, and then she was laying on top of me, but then we rolled over, so I was spooning her, and still nothing happened.
Gravedigger, wow. What's wrong with you? You need to start hanging out with us more. You're too nice of a guy.
You're the worst.
That's what it is. I'm too nice.
Yeah.
God gave him all that meat, and now he's just wasting it. It just sits there,
unused. Yeah, did you get to see it at all?
No, but it was the highlight of our conversation the entire night, because my friend Maddie came out with us, and she really wanted to see it.
Really?
She was
Dennis,
really
why did you
just
throw it out there?
Dennis actually makes it sleep in its own sleeping bag.
Why didn't you just whip it out?
At no point did anybody ask me to whip it out.
Oh, my God.
That is a lie. I'm pretty sure we started out the night before we even had one drink talking about how you should take it out.
Put it on a taco shell. They'd love it.
Use it to open beer bottles. Do tricks with it.
I get shy with a lot of people, you know?
No.
It's right.
I'm going to make you evil. First of all, grow your hair a little longer again. And, Kayla, when are you leaving?
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, you're not leaving?
Are you sure?
So you have another opportunity? Maybe the pub crawl?
Sure. That's the 28th, right?
Yes.
28th of August. I'm in.
Oh, the cruise?
Why is
people,
like, yeah,
people are asking. People are asking if you're going to be on the cruise or if you're going to be gone.
I don't know. I find out this week about Vegas.
Okay. It's between you and Nervous Jared, we heard.
What do you mean it's between that?
The job is down to the two of you.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I didn't even know he went out for it. I'm pretty sure they want a girl, though, so I'm not
close.
That concerned.
Or Twilight to you.
Yeah, or a vampire.
Have you ever killed anybody? That's a great topic for the show.
Also, it wasn't Nervous Jared. It was Nervous Jerry. That went out. So.
All right. Well, Gravedigger, August 28th, you and Kayla are banging. Lock it in.
Yeah, that's great, because my birthday is the 26th.
Yeah, let's celebrate that.
Happy birthday. Blow out this giant candle.
Kayla, where are you going? Don't run out of here so fast. All right, Gravedigger, thanks. Hey, have you banged Carmen yet?
No, definitely not.
Have you made out with her?
Not at all.
Digger.
Don't lie to us.
No, we've never made out.
All right.
Any touching of any parts?
Maybe some touching of some parts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. All right, thanks, Digger.
Old-fashioned.
She asked him to put lotion on her tattoo.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
Carmen.
Yes.
Kayla.
Hi.
Locking in, rooming for the cruise still?
I really want to go still, but as far as I know, it's only Drew and SBK that are going on the cruise from Drew Grabber Live.
Are you saying you're not?
No,
you don't know whether you are
just,
or not?
We talked about it on Thursday when I got back about how Drew and SBK are the only ones going on the cruise from the show.
You know, I can make the ultimate decision. I'm like the mayor of Cruiseville. If you want to go,
I would love to go. I didn't mind paying for my own room. I just want to know what's going on.
I'll make a deal. You bang Dennis on August 28th, And then we'll put your name on the manifest on the 29th.
I think that's really illegal. I have to bang somebody.
No, you don't have to.
I'm just suggesting.
Strongly suggesting.
Yeah, well, choose your words more wisely over there.
Let HR figure out what is legal.
It'll be so much more fun. I'm just putting it out there. That's true. Then if you bang him and he falls in love, you don't want him following you around the whole cruise.
Exactly. I'll just leave to Vegas after that and be done. So.
Just wait till the last day and be like, bon voyage. All aboard.
But I do everything is for my benefit the whole time. Yeah. Like, I don't want him getting any sort of pleasure out of any of it.
All right. That's
typical
good.
Woman.
Yeah. All right. Carmen's going to be so mad.
Where did
Why?
You say? Where?
So jealous of you and Dave Grave.
Oh, yeah.
She let us stay in a room when we were
in my bed. I was a nice enough host. I slept on my own couch.
Do you know how mad she is in her heart? She's like, because how many times has she said, if he looks up a kid?
Right. Real quick, where did you say Dustin was from?
I don't know. I know that it's northeast somewhere.
What's his last name?
Oh, I don't know. To be honest, the extent of our conversation was la, 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 all over Carmen's face the entire time.
What if somebody played him in the movie of him, who would play him? What celebrity?
Aaron Hernandez.
Ooh, Tom Cruise, but Top Gun Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God, so gay.
See, he was really attractive.
See, I said Little Franco. That's how I described him, was Little Franco.
Yeah.
Dave Franco, okay.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. He's a little bit taller than that, though. Yeah.
Good for you, Carmen.
Thanks.
But that's not very tall, though.
But no. He was taller than me.
She just didn't want to think about Carmen, Kayla, and Gravedigger hooking up, so she had to get something together.
So she got
mind.
A guy close to it, Dennis, Dustin. We get it.
Uh-huh. She was Caught like, me. I don't care. I just do it so I don't have to think about this. I don't love him at all.
So I have a question. Did you shower that morning that Carmen's talking about?
I did not.
Oh,
I
got you didn't?
Up and, Dennis got up and showered, and I had to get up and leave and go to a meeting at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I had to, I skied out.
All your clothes were in my bathroom.
Yeah.
What?
I said all your clothes were in my bathroom.
Yeah,
still
because
are.
I changed because we got in the pool that night.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Dennis was going through smell and stuff.
Oh, man. You guys had so much fun.
Yeah. He was yelling at Gravedigger. Why didn't you do anything?
Yeah. We got to hear about the cruise from last year. Carmen was telling me all about last year's cruise with Jocelyn. So I'm very excited. This year I will be replacing Jocelyn. What is it?
It's going to be hard to outdo Jocelyn.
I know. I heard she went crazy last year.
She did?
Well, I mean, yeah, I heard some stories.
What did you hear? What was the craziest thing you heard?
Late night rendezvous with certain people that we just mentioned, and I don't know, just some crazy stuff. I apparently there was a lot of cuddle sessions and attempts at hooking up, and that's where Dennis and Carmen first started bonding. And so I don't know, just I'm excited
said,
to try
said
to outdo it.
You said banging wrong.
Nope, not. It's not gonna happen. I've already decided. Kayla can have them.
Oh,
you're allowing it?
Yeah.
Now I'm allowing it. At this point, I'm just like, who cares?
If
he bangs someone, at least that will get it off me, and it will no longer ever be a chance. So Kayla, bang him, boom.
Oh boy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You get Carmen seconds.
I'm just saying, if she bangs him, then there is no way me and him will ever bang.
I thought there was no way already.
There is no way, but at least this way, it's like cut and dry.
Why
like
are girls
proof.
So different? If you bang Pete, there's a good chance I could bang you, or we could both bang you at the same time. Totally different.
Yeah, no, that's opposite.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.